scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
All right, so if you're drinking coffee this morning, you might need to put this one down, especially if you're already in the office. A new study has found that 90% of coffee mugs in office kitchens are coated with bad bacteria. And 20% of these cups actually have fecal matter on them. The reason? All those dirty sponges that are in the kitchen that are rarely replaced. They basically become a host for germs that end up in our coffee. Yeah, I don't think I want that kind of coffee. This is why I always bring my coffee cup into the office from my house. But if you see that sponge in the kitchen today when you're in the office, throw that thing in the microwave for a little bit and hopefully kill some of that bacteria. Something that you loved from the 80s and 90s is going to be making a comeback, well, hopefully in the United States, but it's making a comeback right now in Japan. The popularity of boom boxes. You know, it peaked back in 89 with sales of about 6 million. Those numbers dropped to about 1 million in 2010, and the boom box has pretty much disappeared since then. But now in Japan, more and more people, especially young people, are getting interested in boomboxes, hoping to experience something new and fresh, they say. Many have never played a cassette tape and think it's a novelty to hear the sound quality. Honestly, if you listening to cassette, it does sound way different than, say, a CD, and a record sounds different than the CD and a tape and all that stuff. So it's also a novelty, of course, to not be able to shuffle and to only have a dozen songs on each tape. Now, we'll see if this retro trend makes it to America, but I'll say I still have cassette tapes. My car that I had before this, the one I have now, had a cassette player in it. I'm actually kind of sad that my car now does not have a cassette player. May I try to figure out how to put one of those in there. But I still have quite a few cassettes, and, you know, it was a novelty to be able to listen to that stuff, and you had to have a skill in order to skip to a certain song. You had to fast forward, time it just right, and boom, you're at the beginning of a song. It was an art form. Now, this is pretty cool. Something you may want to do, whether it's around Halloween or maybe for Christmas for somebody for a gift, you know, sending them an email, text, or message on social media, that's fun. It's also never been easier to send weird stuff in the mail to your friends or enemies. So get this. Here's a few strange things that you can deliver to people anonymously. A potato. Yeah, you can deliver a potato to somebody. Just go to anonymouspotato.com and it allows you to send a potato with a message or picture on it. You know, just because. Why not? Also, if you want to ruin someone's day, why don't you send them some sand? You can send us sand in a special box. Just go to ruinday.com. The person who receives your gift will open it and, of course, spill a bunch of sand on their carpet that will probably stay there for the rest of their lives. A lot of people that live out near the beach or have gone to any houses on the beach, you know, you can never get rid of that sand. Another great thing you want to send somebody anonymously, a candle. So the packages from prankcandle.com claim the candles smell like apple pie or fresh roses or vanilla, but they actually smell like some nasty stuff, like bad breath or something like that. So if you want to do that, prankcandle.com. But